We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Boy, a lot of calls coming in. Congratulations, Gary, out in Goddard. He's a longtime faithful listener and calls in all the time. But you must live near some telephone trunk line or something to get in as often as you do, Gary. But no matter what, only one person can win, and I'm happy to see you do that. You'll get your copy of L.A. Mexicano direct from the publisher. Give him a couple, 3 or 4 weeks. Let me know if you don't get it. My guest, Bill Esparza, we're just finishing up. Bill, just a couple quick things. You know, as I thumbed through and looked through the beautiful photography, and there's many great photos, tell me a little bit about this dish. Fideos?
Yes.
Wow.
So, fideos are, that's our pasta. That's our big pasta dish. And every family, that's a home cooking dish that you don't find in a lot of restaurants in Los Angeles. But in Mexico, it would be something that you might get as a little starter, like a little cup of fideos or something. But this is a dish we cook with. It's a spicy tomato soup with this fideo pasta, and you know, we add avocados, we crumble cheese on top, and we have it with tortillas. And of course, in United States, Mexican Americans, we put all kinds of crazy things. So there's a place called Colonia Pública by one of the chefs that's in our book, Ricardo Diaz, who's really the father of this modern Mexican American cuisine, the Alta California. And he's got a fideos concept, which is hilarious that you would have a fideos concept. But I mean, again, only in Los Angeles would you have. Well, specifically in Whittier, but only in a Mexican enclave of Los Angeles would this be possible. And he does it like, in a sense, kind of like ramen, where you have add-ons. And the add-ons are everything from traditional Mexican to like a mango chutney. He's throwing things in there that, again, that your abuelita would slap you for putting that in your fideos.
But look at this. This picture. Yeah. I mean, it is like soup to nuts. This would be an amazing meal. Shrimp and looks like sausage, some kind of smoked sausage, chicken, tomatoes diced up with some kind of salsa, and then some greens and queso blanco and avocado and cilantro. Oh my goodness! Well,
yes,
Bill,
we are more liberal with our preparation of fideos here in Los Angeles.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to take the book with me next time I go to L.A. And go to some of the haunts and order off the menu.
Oh, yeah.
What fun.
It's a great guide, too.
Well, Bill, thanks for being a part of the program today. Bill Esparza, the book, again, is called L.A. Mexicano. You can get it at Amazon.com. There's some links at goodlifeguy.com if you forget. And it's recipes, people, and places. It's so interesting to read about the folks making this great food. Thanks a bunch, Bill. Happy holidays, and can't wait to see your next book.
Okay, same to you, Guy. Thank you very much.
Adios, brother. All right, what fun. The book is really cool. I just love it. But then again, I kind of like Mexican food. I like spicy food, okay? And yes, I did a hot sauce a couple of weeks ago, and then I get this, and oh my goodness. It's called Wuju. There's a regular hot, and then there's a extra hot. I love them both. The flavor is magnificent. Like I told you, one of the quotes on the website is, It's life-changing. And the guy who changes your life is Lawrence Wu. He's nice enough to join us today. He's the father of this great Wuju hot sauce. Lawrence, welcome to The Good Life.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay, man. Tell me your journey in food that led you to producing a very unique hot sauce.
Sure thing. So, I grew up in the restaurant industry, but I'm sure you and many of your listeners know, the restaurant industry is relentless.
Yeah.
And I watched my parents go through so many struggles, though, you know, there were so many rewarding times as well. So I knew I wanted to get into food and business, just not sure in what way. So in 2014, I graduated college down in Philadelphia, Drexel University, and pursued a career in healthcare, and immediately just didn't feel too satisfied. And, you know, a few months in, I was sitting down at a friend's family dinner table where his father brought out his homemade hot sauce, and it just really clicked with me. You know, hot sauces haven't really changed for a long time. Natural specialty foods are only growing. So that's when I started to kind of take an idea and just day by day, you know, my off time, grow this idea. And eventually I ended up sending 1,000 samples out to reddit.com because I thought, well, if there's any way to get the most brutally honest feedback, that's online. So got positive feedback, and from there, quit my job, started a Kickstarter campaign, and, you know, fast forward to today, we're in about 800 stores across the country, you know, about 2.5 years later when I started.
Well, it's no easy feat, and you have to have a great product, and then you have to have a business mind to do what, like you did, to get it out there. And, man, I don't know whether you want to keep it for 10 years, but you develop this thing and keep it going, one of the big companies is going to want to buy you out because you're going to be a threat. And then maybe you can retire. Let's talk about the sauces. While you were talking, I didn't bring my spoon or my little cup, so I've been just drinking out of the bottle.
Nice.
Yeah, what the hell? 5 fluid ounces each. Let's talk about the basic hot sauce, the yellow label one. This thing, when I smell it, when I taste it, I can't. It's not Asian. It's not Mexican. It's probably more Indian, you know, Middle Eastern kind of a flavor. The ingredients, you know, it's got agave nectar, mango, yellow mustard, vinegar, of course, mustard seed, turmeric, spices, orange juice, brown sugar, a little vinegar, habanero peppers, chili powder, curry powder, cumin. This is, again, I said this about the salsa that I talked about 2-3 weeks ago. This could be soup. I mean, really, it's phenomenal. And to think of all the food that it would go on, anything on the grill, pork chops, chicken, beef, and it's just got enough spice that even people that are not that big on heat would enjoy that. And then he unscrews the cap again to take another hit of the extra hot. Tell us about the ingredients in that one.
Sure. So it's just about the same ingredients that you just mentioned. The only thing that's different really is just the heat levels. You know, so just more habaneros. So keeping that same great versatile flavor that you were talking about. And I think that Indian kind of tropical Caribbean flair to it, I mean, it's just so flexible and something that hasn't been out there in the industry yet. And to your point about using on the grill, I mean, that's definitely one of the initial items that I started to put it on very frequently. But at the same time, it's very versatile in terms of having it also for breakfast and for dinner and
eggs.
For salad and mixing it as an ingredient to like a hummus. So it's just this very flexible hot sauce, like you said. And, you know, I think that is ultimately where I want to be with it. It's more of a sauce than a hot sauce.
You know, and you said something that I was just thinking at the same time, because brilliant minds do think alike. This, the basic sauce, if you added a little bit of water or white wine and whipped it up real good, this would make a hell of a salad dressing. You know, mixed greens, maybe with some little baby shrimp on top. Wow, that would be a great thing. And then, of course, we have to mention the fact that you're doing good stuff. You dedicated this salsa to Cody Schuler, a friend of yours who fought a battle with cancer. And you give back a portion. Tell us about that.
Sure. So when I was searching for a brand, you know, before I launched Kickstarter and while I was still working my first job out of school, I was really struggling. And that was because I thought, you know, the trend is, you know, simplicity in labels in a lot of cases. And I looked up to Honest Tea and Chobani, where they had this white label, very simple. And I was able to bring that to life with Wuju, but it didn't feel right. And around that time, I'd lost my friend Cody to cancer suddenly around Thanksgiving 2014. Uh-huh. And it just struck me, you know, my mom has been battling cancer over 7 years now, and it's, you know, been difficult, but like her positivity and her energy towards life, you know, just it's really inspiring. So it just, you know, made me think, like, when I saw a picture of Cody looking out at a sunset, like, wow, not only can I have that powerful story tied into it, but it's also representative of this is a sauce, not just a hot sauce that you can use from sunrise to sunset. And in terms of my involvement in the cancer community, I support the organization Cook for Your Life, and they develop healthy recipes for cancer patients, depending on their side effects that they're dealing with. And they also host cooking classes and dinners, and I've donated hot sauce, I've donated funds, and I've also, you know, just volunteered my time to this organization.
Well, great job. The sauce is magnificent. My only criticism would be it needs to come in a bigger jar. Well, you can't eat it like soup if it doesn't come in at least a 16-ounce container, you know. Job well done. You seem like an honorable man doing the right thing for your in the memory of your friend. Congratulations on that. We wish you the best of luck. Folks, you need to learn more. Go to wujuhotsauce.com. WUJUhotsauce.com. Lawrence, thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope you have a great rest of December. And 2018 is a most successful year for Wuju.
I appreciate it. You as well.
Take care. All right, one more break. We come back, and we'll tell you about the wine of the week. You're going to love this stuff, and it's a great deal. There's some really a good $24 rebate to come with a case. We'll tell you about it after this short break.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.